The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the stick of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen out there in ARFCOM land, all my fellow ARFCOMers and Black Rifle enthusiasts, it is time for Radio Free ARFCOM. Now on Wednesday nights, at a later time slot for your listening pleasure, we have another fantastic show lined up for you today. We actually have two different companies coming on a little later in the show, going to give away some free stuff to you guys. This is the easiest way on AR15.com to win free stuff, is to listen to Radio Free ARFCOM. Real quick, let's get a little housekeeping done before we jump into the show. If you have not subscribed to the AR15.com newsletter yet, please go to the homepage at AR15.com. I know a lot of people skip over the homepage and go straight into the forums, but go to the homepage. There's a little place to put in your email, and all you have to do is read the newsletter, click on a link each month, and you have a chance to win some really, really nice prizes over there at the newsletter. Plus, there's a ton of great information. We've got training articles, 3-gun updates. We've got new product features. We've got event reviews, product reviews, all kinds of stuff. So please check out the AR15.com newsletter if you have not already. Like I said, we have two companies coming on a little bit later, and we also have the author of the first, that we know of, the first book ever written specifically for 3-gun events. So we're going to check that out. He's a really interesting guy. He does 3-gun. His son does 3-gun. His name's Jim Morris. He's actually a former sergeant. So we'll get to hear some of his perspective and how he wrote the book and some of the highlights in the book a little bit later. The companies we have coming on are Battle Arms Development, BAD. I'm sure you guys all know about them. And the other guest we have coming on is from CMC Triggers. They do custom trigger work out of Texas. And he's going to talk about his trigger sets and how he got started in doing the whole custom trigger work. And he is about, and he also, I believe, David Beagle's his name, is going to be a sponsor for the AR15.com 3-gun event coming up. It's rapidly approaching here, just a couple of months away. So, as usual, we will start off with the bubbly personality, the social butterfly. That is Joe DeBurgolis. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing well, John. My introductions get better each and every week.
I try to come up with something a little different every once in a while. You got to give me some credit for that. Joe, it's always great to talk to you. I know you are out there on the front lines in the battle for our Second Amendment rights. And we actually did have a victory this week for Second Amendment rights in Wisconsin.
We most certainly did, as many know, because ARFCOM really came forward and called, emailed, and visited their legislators, especially there in the Chief State. Governor Walker signed the legislation that passed landmark right to carry legislation there in Wisconsin. It's been a hard battle. NRA has been on the forefront of this for over 10 years. I have to say kudos to my good friend Darren Lasort, who from NRA ILA, who's been working very, very diligently for those 10 years, and he's finally victorious, along with a lot of great people from ILA. and other pro-gun groups there in Wisconsin to get this across the goal line. So that was a very, very big victory, one we should all take into this holiday weekend, savor, and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody that this was one of our action alerts, was to help Wisconsin, and I want everyone to know that it was everyone who called or sent a letter or sent an email, that this is part of your victory as well, that we all have part of the burden to carry, and when we all pick up and do our part, things like this happen.
John, I can't emphasize enough. When I call around to the various states and state houses and up on the Hill in Washington, D.C., when people call and respectfully voice their opinion, it really does make a difference. And I can tell you when the good folks of ARFCOM call, it resonates. So I appreciate it myself. I want to say thank you to all out there who heed our call, but it really does make a difference.
It really does. And you spoke about next week being a holiday. We look forward to celebrating the birth of our great republic. And it is also special for another reason, in that next week is National Firearms Training Week, correct?
It most certainly is. It's something that's been going on for a couple of years now. It's been a brainchild of Alan, my good friend Alan Corwin, of Bloomfield Press, gunlaws.com. Many may know him from Gun Save Lives initiative that he has going out there. But basically from July 4th to July 11th, everyone is encouraged to take a friend, family member, loved one to a range, be it indoors or out, and experience freedom by the proper and safe use of firearms. There's a variety of different initiatives out there. Some ranges are offering free range fees for an hour, free rentals of firearms if you're in states that allow that. It's a great time. Most people are off or have a few days off anyways. So why not celebrate 4th of July with a louder bang than you will when you celebrate with the fireworks and a safe and effective use of firearms?
Like you said, it's a good time to get a friend, maybe even someone who's never shot before, or who doesn't shoot that much, and take them out and let them shoot some of your cool toys that you have hidden away in your safes, fellow ARFCOMers, because I know you guys have some really nice rifles out there that sit in the safe for 11 months out of the year. Now is a good time to get that safe queen out and take one of your friends to shoot your really cool black rifle. Maybe we can get more people moved over to our cause. The ARFCOM 3-Gun event, Joe, is rapidly approaching. Sponsors are jumping on board left and right. Things are really coming together nicely. This event is shaping up to maybe even be better than even we imagined it could be.
It really is, John. I can't emphasize enough the overflowing enthusiasm of the people in the firearms industry who are coming to bear for our 3-Gun event, August 26th, 27th, 28th. It's going to be a great time. If you're in the vicinity of Park City, Kentucky, or if you want to take a couple-day trek, come on out. We have people that are involved in the sport who have been traditionally, I mean, the major sponsors, but just as important, we're getting a lot of buy-in from the industry, from those manufacturers heretofore were not involved. We just give you a couple highlights. We just signed Wilson Combat. They'll be there. CMC Triggers. You have Dave coming on in a little bit.
Yeah.
We have Night Force, and they're great optics. They're coming forward. We can go on and on and on with the great folks from Daniel Defense and Troy Industries and LaRue Tactical. We've got Element Arms. Good friend Dustin came on board the other day. These are people who are coming forward. Magpul, talked to Drake the other day. He's coming forward. So a lot of the names that we know on ARFCOM are seeing the value of this event, seeing what the litany of events we have over that weekend, and really taking notice of what we're doing. Like I said, we're going to have more and more announcements in the coming weeks because now is the time for people's interest to turn that way. But, John, it's something to behold. I got to give credit to my great team and my great partners in Nick Noble and Noble Family down in Rockcastle, Jeff Kremlett, our fantastic mass director, everybody at ARFCOM, you, John, for everything you're doing behind the scenes, and the people that have helped me in so far in the successful adventure that we'll have at the last weekend of August.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. This is really going to be something special. I think it's going to be the event of the year without a doubt. Now, one last thing before I let you go, Joe. For those of us who are lucky to be on Joe DeBurglis's special contacts list on his super secret phone that he has. We got a text message last week that said that AR15.com got a Gunny Award, which are awards given out by a website called LuckyGunner.com, and we were awarded Best Gun Forum. AR15.com. So anybody who wants to go check out the Gunny Awards, go to LuckyGunner.com. I want to thank you for bringing that to my attention, Joe, and thank you for keeping me on the super secret contact list.
John, you know, you'd be the first one I call in time of crisis or in time of celebration. So, no, it was great. A lot of hard work and effort, and as everybody knows, that ARFCOM is as good as the ARFCOMers that are on it. So this award is shared with everybody out there who's listening, all my great friends that I've developed through the AR-15 website and everything that we've done together. There's only better times ahead. And, again, thanks to all that made it possible.
Yep, outstanding. Joe, I want to thank you for being on. I have already rambled on long enough and I'm past when I should have had our first guest on, so I'll let you go. We will look forward to speaking to you in 2 weeks' time, Joe.
Thanks, John. Have a great show.
Thanks a lot, Joe. That's Joe DeBurglis, NRA board member, tireless champion of Second Amendment rights everywhere, and just an all-around great guy. He really is a good guy, everyone. He is known as Direct Action on the forums, Direct Action on AR15.com, and he runs the NRA Activism Forum, so go and check out the NRA Activism Forum if you have not yet. There's a lot of good information that he puts up there. He keeps that forum very well updated, much more than I do the Radio Free ARFCOM forum. Back to that Lucky Gunner Awards, the Gunnies. I want to personally thank Ed Avila, Goat Boy, and George for all the work they do. If it wasn't for them, I want to congratulate them on this award. This award is their award, and it is your award, all the members and visitors of ARFCOM. This is a really cool thing that we got. Please go check it out. The trophy is really cool. It's a pretty big sized, it looks like a live round there. It's really cool with a black tip on it. It's a really cool award they get. So congratulations to Ed, George, Ed Sr., and to, of course, the ever tireless working Goat Boy behind the scenes making everything happen. Congratulations, you guys. So we will move right along. Our first guest today comes from a company that many of you know, Battle Arms Development. His name is Roger Wang. They make such items as the Badass Ambidextrous Safety Selector. I'm sure many of you know about that. They've got a whole host of other products, and we'll talk about all of that here in the coming up minutes. Roger, are you there? And thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Outstanding. Hey, I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day over there at Battle Arms Development, to talk to us about some of your products and some of the new things that you guys have coming down the pipe. Now, before we get into that, I just want to talk about kind of your background, let everyone know where you came from. How did you get into shooting and firearms? And then how did it turn into the labor of love that you have at Battle Arms Development?
Well, Joe, thank you for having me. You know, Battle Arms was started back in 2008. We opened to public back in 2009. Both my partner and I, my partner George and I, we have engineering backgrounds. So, I like most people, we don't like to be driven to places. We like to go to places of our own, of our choosing. And so,
right.
So, you know, to use that as an analogy, we like guns. We are avid shooters. We take a lot of classes with folks like Jeff Gonzalez and Scott Wright. So, you know, when we look at our weapons, we say, well, why don't they make something like this? But, you know, so sometimes people do, sometimes, a lot of times people don't. So we formed a company to make things the way that we would like to see them made. In other words, things that's better made, better quality, and made in the U.S., and with much better economics. And so that's how we got started. And, you know, John, our root is in the M14 platform. And our first product, the T1 multi-tool, has 31 functions in a package that can go inside the M14's stock storage. And so from there on, we kind of ventured into the AR-15 platform. And the first thing that we thought of was the ambidextrous selector. That wasn't our first AR-15 product, but that is a product that we are best known for.
Yes, without a doubt, that is your signature product. I know many ARFCOMers speak fondly of their badass selectors that they have. Now, what is it? What are some of the custom features on those selectors, and what is it that has made those so popular with everybody?
Well, you know, John, you know, the thing about ambidextrous selector or what's already been out there is that you know it solves one problem, but then at the same time it introduces another. And namely, that is the interference that the trigger finger lever introduces to the trigger finger. And when you have a symmetrical lever on both sides, well, that lever is in a way pretty much all the time.
Right.
So we think, well, why don't we make something a little different? So we started by playing with it, by having a fixed left side lever and a modular right side lever. And so we made two trigger side levers. One of them is short, and one of them is thin. And just so we send them out to about a dozen testers. And wouldn't you know it, half of them came back liking the short lever, and half of them liking the thin lever. So in the best AR15.com tradition, we made both, and we include both.
Get both. I love it. So when someone buys an ambidextrous, a badass ambidextrous safety selector from you, they get the short lever, they get the standard lever, and they get the thin lever, all of them, and they can put on whichever one works best for them.
Right. That was the stage back in 2001, in May 2001, at its introduction. But since then, we have come out with two more levers, the hybrid, which is in the shape, it kind of resembles the nice armament PDW lever, where the bottom half has been kind of scalloped out. And then the fifth one, this is a customer or rather user recommendation. They wanted something that's really out of the way. This is the short and thin. So you know, it's kind of hard to get you because of its size. But so it's really for folks that want an ambidextrous selector but don't want that lever to be in the way.
Right.
But the lever will still be there if they need it.
Okay.
This project is very much a breathing, living thing, in that we're always making improvements to it. And as a company, and as a policy, we take user input very serious. So, you know, the hybrid, for instance, that was not our idea either. That came from Tom Miller at Spice Tactical. And he wanted that lever made, so we didn't really believe in it, but we thought, well, you know, what the heck, why don't we make it? And so as it turned out, Ed Avila, for instance, at AR15.com, he loves it. And he puts on both sides of his AR-15.
Yeah, I love that you guys offer all these different levers, because like you said, you send out two different levers to a group of people, and half of them liked one and half of them liked another. It's you look at all the customizations possible on the AR-15 platform, and you look at all the ones that are actually used. It boggles the mind. But it's really neat if you're a gun lover, because you are going to be able to put together exactly what you want for your purposes, for your body, for your style of shooting, and that's kind of what you guys did with the badass selector. I really like it. Absolutely.
You know, as designers, we don't believe that we should dictate how you should use your firearm. You know, we don't believe that good enough is good enough or one size fits all, because very often it doesn't. So another thing that we believe in is that you should not have a piece of gear on your weapon on which you may rely one day to save your life and save the life of loved ones. You shouldn't have a piece of gear on your weapon that's constantly fighting with you.
Right.
And so to have both sides being modular, we are not leaving out the left-hand shooters. And also we offer a free lever exchange program, so that if you buy a lever from, oh, I'm sorry, a selector from Brunel's. Brunel's only sells our lever, our selector in with a standard and short. Well, if you don't like the short, all you have to do is email us or call us, and we will send you a lever that you like to try before you send anything back to us. That way you're never stuck with something that does not work for you.
Yeah, and that's great.
This is a free program. It's no cost option, and this has worked very well for our customers.
Yeah, your customer service is fantastic over there. And I did want to point out to everybody, you guys are all U.S. made, assembled and made products. Everything is 100% done in the United States, right? And it's all engineered.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it's all engineered by engineers. I mean, everything is done in-house over there.
Yes. I mean, we have, you know, from our experience with the T1 tool, we have learned a great deal. Basically, I mean, you know, the number one thing, you know, that we make is got to be made in the U.S. You know, it would be far cheaper to have these things machined or mint or injection molded somewhere else in Taiwan or Korea or whatever. Okay. But we want to keep U.S. jobs in the U.S. And when people buy stuff, you know, some people just like to have cheap stuff. Well, you know, they can find them. But we ourselves will only offer U.S.-made products. They're designed by George and I, and with a lot of thanks going to military moron who has a lot of input on the design. But otherwise, everything, including the screw, the wrench, even the packaging, there is not a single component that's not made in the U.S.
And, you know, that's fantastic to hear. There's a lot of talk, especially here on AR15.com, about where do I find things that are made in the U.S., not that are put together in the U.S., or they're made, the parts are made here and they're put together overseas, but people are always hungry, especially gun owners, for 100% made in the U.S. products, and you guys provide that. Now, let's talk a little bit about your new product, the Armorer, coming out. I looked on your homepage, and it's prominently featured in the homepage, and it should be out in production soon, I believe you told me. Tell us a little bit about that and when people can expect to get that into their hands.
Well, the Armorer actually was our first product that we brought out. The Armorer is we'll call it the T1 Armorer. It is for the M1 Garand and the M1 and M1A platform. To call it multi-tool, you know, most people immediately think of something like the like Leatherman. Well, this is not like that. It has several components. When you put things together, when you put two things together, it serves a function. When you put three things together, it serves yet another function. And this is how we were able to cram 31 functions into a small package that can be stowed in the M14 stocks storage. And the T1 tool is rather expensive, it may not be for everybody, because you know if you already have a lot of tools, this may not be something that's for you. But for someone that's just starting out with M14 platform, or for someone that's really really into collecting or doing more than field stripping, the T1 tool is one of a kind. And you know, as with everything we make, there's so much detail that went into it, and the side effect then is also that they are very hard to make. You know, we put in an order back in last Thanksgiving, and we are expecting them to be available sometime this month. So they are very time consuming to make. But the T1 tool has seen action in the sandbox. They are, you know, all told, there may be maybe 200-300 of them out there. But for those that have used it, the feedback has been unanimous. It's one of the best things that they have ever found for that platform. John?
Sorry about that. I misspoke a little bit about the T1. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the T3 and T4? Those are the ones that you guys are just announced.
Well, yes, the T3 and T4, they are basically combo wrenches. If you own a M1 Garand and an M1A, people that use own an M1 Garand usually own an M1A as well. This wrench will work on both. It's made of much better material, it's much beefier than any wrench that you'll find out there. And it also has the gas plug, a placeholder, so that when you remove the gas plug, you don't put it somewhere and forget about it. You can actually put it right on the wrench. The T3 is for the USGI front sights. The T4 is for Smith Enterprise, the hooded front sight.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the engineering that you can see goes on into your products. When I look at them, I'm like, wow, that is really cool. I can't believe no one's thought of that before. And it's obvious that you guys do go out and shoot, because only shooters are going to be able to come up with these types of ideas. Now, you spoke that some of your products are in the sandbox. Tell us a little bit about some of the people that are using your products. I understand that you guys have guys in military, law enforcement, all over the place using your products.
Right. You know, the story of the feedback from the sandbox on the T1 tool, I could not think of more of a runabout way. A Canadian customer of ours, he happens to be in the Canadian Armed Forces, he has buddies in the JTF. The JTF is the Canadian's version of our Delta. Now, okay. These guys in Afghanistan interface with our Rangers over there. Or I think I'm pretty sure that those are the Rangers over there. And mm-hmm. so the Rangers have our T1 tools, and the JTF saw them, and they liked them, who in turn told this Canadian customer, who in turn told us. But we actually never heard anything directly from them. So this is kind of, you know, I mean, we were very gratified to know that it actually has a reputation, even though it was completely unbeknownst to us.
It's the 7 degrees of separation for Battle Arms development products. I love it.
Now, our good friend Vic DiCasola at the TNVC,
yes,
he was the one
that
was responsible in sending these tools to our warfighters over there. And recently we sent quite a few samples to the guys to the SEAL team based in Coronado, California. They wanted to test and evaluate our M16 selectors.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Yes, I know Vic very well. We've had him on the show before, and I got a chance to meet him at this year's SHOT Show. He's a really good guy. So I think that's really neat that you guys have that relationship working there. Now, we're almost out of time, Roger, but I did want to talk about some of the things you guys have coming in the future for everybody. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the products that you have coming up that everyone can look forward to from Battle Arms Development?
Great. We have about maybe 3 or 4 new projects coming out. You know, as a small company, you know, for every project, we usually spend about 2-3 months discussing, talking about it, even before anybody even saw a prototype. And so pretty much everything takes a long time, because this has become, one of our trademarks is our attention to detail. But anyway, some of the new products coming out, one of them is a Remington 700 bottom metal, which has an ambidextrous magazine release. We're also coming out with an improved magazine release button. So you might think, well, what's wrong with the magazine button that I already have? Well, you know, well, until you see it, and I think you know what we have done with it. And so we're coming out with a new trigger guard that does not look too much different than the USGI, but it will be slightly larger. So, you know, that's for folks that kind of like the factory USGI look, but not necessarily the new look. Did like the
right.
Classic look of the AF-15. And also an improved front and rear takedown pins. You know, most of these products address ergonomics. You know, there's nothing terribly wrong with what's already on a stock AR-15. It's just every time we look at it, we think, well, why don't they make it that way? Why don't they make it easier to do X, Y, Z? Why don't they make it so that it's more user-friendly? Because it seems to us that everything on the AR-15, well, most things on the stock AR-15 is, well, that's good enough. This will work. Well, we see it differently.
Yeah, and I like that you do that. You say, hey, why couldn't this be better? Well, let's make it better, and then you guys go out and do it. Now, before I let you go, Roger, you guys said that you would like to give away a couple of things to our listeners. Why don't you tell our listeners what they will be entering the drawing for?
Well, we will be giving away a couple of Cerakoted selectors. The Cerakoted selectors are done in 4 different colors, gunmetal gray, foliage green, OD, and Flood Dark Earth.
Okay, and they will have their choice of what color they want?
Yes, John.
Oh, that's fantastic.
John, they will have their choices in color and also lever configuration.
Oh, okay. So there you go, guys. Here's your chance to have your crack at one of a couple of badass, the brand new badass Ambi safety selectors. Go to the Battle Arms Development Industry Forum. You guys know how this works. The topic is already up. It's waiting for you guys to go post. And the phrase that needs to be posted is badass. So get in there. It's up. We'll leave it up for a week like we always do, and we will announce the winners next week on next week's show. Just like at the end of tonight's show, I will announce the winner from 2 weeks ago's drawing that we had. Roger, I really want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish we had a little bit more time to talk. But when you guys are ready to roll out some of these new products, I look forward to having you back on the show and talking about them then.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you for having me. And airfixing.com will be the first place we will be making this announcement.
Fantastic. Thanks, Roger. Thanks again. That was Roger
Wayne
from Battle... Yep, thank you. From Battle Arms Development, a great company. I know a lot of you guys already have the badass levers, but still, please enter the contest, you guys. The thread is up. Go to the industry forum, Battle Arms Development, and it looks like people are already posting in there. Good job, guys. It's good to see some of those names in there. I do recognize some of you. Okay, we are going to move right along because, as usual, we are running a little bit late. Let me see. Do we have David on yet? David, are you with us?
I am.
There he is. This is David Beagle, everybody. He is from a company that I was not too aware of, and I should have been, and I feel guilty for that, David. But he is from CMC Triggers. They were one of the very first custom trigger companies for the AR-15 platform. And welcome aboard. It's good to have you on today, David.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the chance to be with you.
Now, before we get started into your company, into your products, tell us a little bit about how you started, how you got into shooting. What was it? Was it a family thing? Did you used to hunt? How was it that you got into shooting, and more specifically into AR-15 shooting?
Well, John, first of all, I'm from Texas, so used to hunt doesn't really apply. We pretty much all hunt down here. But, yeah, I've always enjoyed guns since I was a kid. My dad was in World War II, and you know, still have his 1911 that he carried in the war, and you know, he taught us at an early age how to handle firearms, and you know, I've always loved shooting. You know, I've been fascinated with guns all my life, and just you know, through a twist of fate and a friend old friendship, I had a chance to get involved with the AR triggers, and it's been very rewarding, and we're doing some fun things now.
Now, tell us about the history of CMC from what you started out with and to where you guys are today.
Well, the company was started by Chip McCormick as an adjunct. He is, you know, famous for the best 1911 mags in the country.
Right.
And Chip got Chip is a genius guy, and he thought of a way to make a self-contained trigger unit for an AR rifle. And Chip and I have been friends for a long time, and I ended up coming to work for him a few years ago, and at the end of last year and right before the SHOT Show, he gave my cousin Jack, who was involved in the engineering early on with Chip, the chance to buy the company, and we did that, and we changed the name to CMC Triggers. So we're undergoing a rebranding. It's now CMC Triggers. A lot of people see it and you know ask, is that the McCormick trigger? Well, we're making the same trigger group under a new name, and It was the original drop-in trigger group. Chip patented that, I think, in 2003. And so we're not newcomers. We've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've got tens of thousands of these trigger groups out there. And, you know, it was always Chip's idea, and certainly ours also, following on, that, you know, the end user of our trigger groups would probably be a military guy or a policeman We've got a huge following in the law enforcement community, not only here in Texas, but all across the country. I've got them in special ops units in Afghanistan and Iraq and probably places we'll never hear about. but I get to see those guys at the SHOT Show, and it's always gratifying when some of the, you know, the SF boys and, you know, other elite groups come by and they just say, you know, we love it. We use it, and we use it because it works. It works in bad conditions, and we kind of developed a following among those guys because it's a reliable, it's a battle-tested product, and it was engineered from the beginning to this day to operate in adverse conditions when chips are down. It was always designed to be non-adjustable. You know, we send a self-contained unit that a guy can drop in his AR, and ours are interchangeable between the AR-15 and the AR-10 platforms. It's the same mechanism. There's no set screws. There's no, Murphy's Law always raises its head, and I talked to these guys that, you know, have used it in battle, and they said, things go wrong at the worst time. So we always thought that it was a set screws and adjustments that you had to make was not a good idea for a battle product. And, you know, we build every one of these. And I've got a nephew in Afghanistan right now, and he's got my trigger group in his gun. And, I build every one of them like it's going in my family's duty weapon. That's how we think about it. It's a company philosophy that, you know, our end user, we don't know necessarily who these are going to. And so we build every one of them with the thought that it's going to be in a gun for a guy that has targets that shoot back at him. And therefore, you know, failure is not an option. It's got to work. And that's what I hear from my police officer friends and sheriff's departments and some of the elite units around the country, that it works. And we're proud of that record, and we're just trying to get into some of the new areas, the shooting sports that are growing. The three-gun, we're well represented in the three-gun crowd, and trying to get more of that. And so we're proud to say that we're sponsoring a sponsor of the DPMS Outbreak Omega shoot. We're going to be at the AR15.com Rock Castle Pro-Am Championship. We're going to be at the Rocky Mountain 3-Gun. People are going to start seeing us in places they hadn't seen us before, and we're real excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's great that you guys have hopped on board with the 3-Gun event. 3-Gun has just taken off like a rocket, and I think it's the more people and the more companies we can get bringing these products in, just it's going to be better for everyone. You guys are going to get better feedback on your products. People are going to be exposed to better products, stuff that they didn't even know existed. Now, if you could tell us a little bit, what is it for a guy that I have an AR-15, I shoot it occasionally, I don't get out a lot, but, I am going to start doing some 3-gun. What are the benefits for the average guy to get a custom trigger like this as opposed to just, your stock trigger group?
Well, John, our view is that, these guns are capable of a lot more than the stock triggers let them do. If a guy is, making a close-in shot, it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. Generally, if it's a good hit, it's a good hit. Where trigger control really, really makes a difference is at distance. And, we give a crisp break like a bolt gun trigger on an AR rifle. The stock trigger groups tend to be a lot heavier. They're not really smooth, and it doesn't allow you the trigger control that a precise trigger will. And what I tell a lot of customers is, there's an infinite variety, and you talked about a little bit later of things and mods you can do to this platform. It's a remarkably versatile platform. But the first thing You know, if you've got a gun with a good barrel and a good action, everything's tight, the first thing you want to put on it is a decent trigger that'll let the gun do what the gun will do. Then you go and add the, you know, all the stuff that you need. You know, I get asked the question every now and again, you know, well, you know, what trigger should I put in my gun? And my answer is, you know, what are you going to do with it? You know, are you shooting, you know, bench rest at 500 yards, or are you shooting paper at 25? You know, there's so many applications for these guns, and you can customize them to do different things. You know, I think you should always, you know, figure out, you know, what's your main purpose, and then you know, pick your equipment accordingly. You know, we make currently a single stage curve trigger, and we have the only people that make the single stage flat trigger. And we're about to bring out our two stage again. We used to produce one. We went back to the drawing board. We did have done extensive modeling and testing, and we're about to bring that out. That's going to be real exciting. That's going to be, as I see it, for, you know, long range shooters. There are some guys that just really like a two stage for every kind of shooting they do, and so we're going to bring one out, and it's going to be a really cool product because we have done extensive research prior to bringing it out on different concepts, and this one's going to be a real humdinger. I think guys are going to like it, and you know, I'm real excited about the product coming out.
Now, one thing when people think about custom trigger is they think, okay, I'm not, you know, a lot of us aren't the gunsmiths that we think we are. And people hear custom trigger and they think sometimes, oh boy, how much work is this going to be? How hard is it going to be for me to install this? Talk about how easy it is to install a CMC trigger.
Well, our trigger module is very simple to install, John. You know, the what I tell people, and I think it's pretty accurate, is that the biggest part of installing our trigger is getting the old trigger parts out of the gun before you put ours in. It's about the first time the average guy does it. It's about a 10 or 12 minute process, and once you've been through it, you can pop it out and have it out in about five. It's real simple. For liability reasons, you know, we always, you know, guys that aren't sure, we recommend strongly that they have a gunsmith check it out, or a certified armorer. And I know there's a lot of those guys listening tonight, but, you know, guys that work on these guns, you know, it's a few minutes, and you put it in, and it's good to go. There's not adjustments. There's not a, you know, break-in. It does what it's set out to do from the beginning, and it works great.
Now, you spoke a little bit earlier about, you know, you put the time in because you don't know where these trigger groups are going to end up, and you put the time in as if each one is going into somebody's gun who's going to be somewhere where it shoots back. But you did say there's a lot of guys out there already that are out there on those two-way ranges with a CMC trigger installed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got, a really vast customer base. A lot of those guys are law enforcement officers. A lot of them are military personnel. I've got them in, you know, some of the elite groups in the military, and you know, some of our elite law enforcement agencies, particularly around Texas. We've got good relations with a lot of these guys, and you know, they're looking for a product that works because their life is on the line. And believe me, John, we think about it every day when we're putting these things together and sending them. That, you know, it's a serious business. You know, I couldn't sleep at night if I thought I was, you know, participating in a product that wasn't safe. It is a real serious business to us, and we want to, we want our guys. The guys on our team, the law enforcement officers and the soldiers that are fighting for us, to have the best equipment and have the edge. And we feel like our product gives it to them, and it's something that they can count on And if they've got to make a critical shot, they can do it.
We're on with Dave Beagle from CMC Triggers. They're a good little company in Texas that makes these custom trigger packs. They slide right in all in one piece. A really, really nice product, and they are getting deeply involved in the three-gun market. As Dave mentioned earlier, they will be at several of the major events, including the AR-15 Rock Castle Pro-Am coming up later this year. I do want to thank you, Dave, for taking some time out, staying a little late at the office for us tonight to be on with our listeners at Radio Free ARFCOM.
Hey, John, I really appreciate the chance to talk about our product, and best to all you guys out there. We appreciate the patronage, and look for us on the web. We've got a updated website and our new logo. We'd like everybody to go see it. It's really a cool deal. It proudly announces that we're made here in Texas, and we always will be. You know, we don't, like your previous guest, you know, it is really important to us that we support our country, and we do that by making everything in the U.S. and in Texas.
Now, before I let you go, Dave, I spoke with my previous guest about kind of how small the world is, and the next guest I have coming up is Jim Morris, and I didn't know this when I booked the both of you, but you guys happen to know each other pretty well, right? Now, I've got Jim on. Jim, are you there?
Right here.
Okay, David, go ahead and tell us how you and Jim know each other.
Hey, amigo, how are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Doing well. Yeah, Jim's a customer. He's a three-gun guru. I literally, we started talking when he was getting a trigger from me, and we started talking about three-gun, and, you know, he said, well, I kind of wrote the book on it, and I laughed, and I kind of thought that was a cocky statement. He really did write the book on it, and I got it. I've read it. It's great. It really gives an entry for guys that are trying to get into three gun, you know, just how it is. It's a really easy read and really chock full of his experience, which is vast, and it's a lot of good tips, and I can't recommend it enough. But yeah, we got to be buds, and we compared notes and found out we're going to be on the show the same night. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought that was a great
story. In fact,
story.
We were trying to coordinate that he was going to come over to my house and we were going to do some three-gun stuff. And, hey, you know, this worked out. So I guess we get to hang out one way or the other.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good
David,
deal.
Thank you for being on. We're going to let you go, David. Thanks a lot for being on. I look forward to you participating as a sponsor in the big three-gun events coming up. Thanks, David.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you, John. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you. That was David Beagle. From CMC Triggers. We're going to go straight into Jim Morris because we're running out of time as usual. I go too long on everything. Jim, thanks, first of all, very much for coming on. His name is James. His official name is James R. Morris, Sergeant First Class, retired. I want to thank you for your service, first of all, Jim.
Well, I thank you very much.
And let's get straight into it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your shooting background, how you got into shooting, how you got into the military, and then how you got into three gun.
Well, how I get into shooting? I get into shooting the hard way, I guess, because I actually grew up in the People's Republic of Massachusetts, and let's just say it's not a gun-friendly place. I did get into shooting, believe it or not, through archery, and I got into a club that had archery, and then, you know, obviously it was a gun club as well, and, well, I got into shooting from then. After that, I actually joined the military, and, well, you know, let's just say Uncle Sam kept me pretty busy for 20 years.
Yeah, thank you very much for your service. I appreciate that. Now, oh, you know what? I forgot to do something here. One second here, Jim. I forgot to do something for David. I let him off without telling everybody how to enter the contest to win one of his trigger groups. He's giving away a CMC straight trigger and a CMC curved trigger. I forgot to announce this. So real quick here, Jim, let me do some housekeeping.
Oh, that's fine.
Everybody. The thread is up. It is in the Radio Free ARFCOM form. Go to the Radio 3 ARFCOM form. The thread's called CMC RFA giveaway. You guys know you have to post in there to be entered into the contest for a CMC custom trigger. What you need to type is superior trigger pull. That's the phrase you need to type, superior trigger pull. It's in the Radio Free ARFCOM forum. You'll see the thread in there. Okay, Jim, sorry about that. Sidetrack.
Oh, fine.
Now, how did you get into three-gun from coming from a military background?
Well, actually, I first heard about three-gun in the early 80s, reading gun magazines. I read the Soldier Fortune magazine, and they had the three-gun match. So I heard about Three Gun and wanted to participate in it for a very long time. But that match was in Las Vegas, and, you know, I was either in the Army or, you know, hey, I was an enlisted man in the Army. I didn't have the money to just travel to Vegas. So, you know, what's a guy going to do? Well, I got into as many gun clubs as I could. No matter where I was stationed, I tried to do something in shooting. Mostly shot a lot of pistol, IPSC-style matches.
Right.
And actually, when I was stationed in Lufkin, Texas, I got stuck on Army recruiting for 3 years, which I didn't exactly enjoy recruiting, but I met some of the best gun people that I'd ever met up to that point. And they had a shooting club that shot pistol matches, and they actually had a three-gun match, and that was the first three-gun match I'd ever shot. And, well, I couldn't get enough of three-gun. Well, time passed. I had a move. The Army sent me all over the place, and I finally retired out of the Army. And, well, I ended up, I'm in Fort Hood, Texas. So I was working as a gunsmith at Guns Galore in Texas. And a concealed carry instructor used to come into the shop every now and again, Lloyd Leppo, and we'd talk about all kinds of things. Well, he said, hey, you know, I'm going to be building a range of my own for my classes. And so I kind of, you know, I kept planting the seed with Lloyd. I was like, well, you know, I've been wanting to try to put together a little three-gun match, but the place we're shooting at, it's really not big enough to do that. Well, let's just say we got to know each other a little better, and finally one day he came in and says, hey, Jim, why don't we give that a try? We'll try one match and see how it goes. And, well, let's just say we've been shooting three-gun ever since.
Yeah, I've heard about the addiction to three-gun, and I have not, embarrassingly enough, I have not had a chance to shoot yet. I am planning on shooting my very first three-gun at the AR15.com Pro-Am a little bit later this year. Now, your book is called The Three-Gun Multi-Gun Report. How did you come up with the title for that book?
Well, it's funny, actually. There's a buddy of mine, Doug, and we were driving to the, I believe it was the USPSA Three-Gun Nationals when they had it at in Louisiana at Clark Range, Jerry Mitchell's home. And I was already writing the book, just a little at a time, you know. You'd have a light bulb go off in your head, you'd write a bunch of stuff down, and we were talking about, well, what should we name this thing, or what would I name this thing? And let's just say we threw a bunch of names around, and finally Doug says, the three-gun multi-gun report. I was like, and it stuck, and that was that. So I had a title for it, and actually I had a lot of information. I was trying to organize it. And I actually had a great editor, Jamie Armstrong, and she helped me get it all squared away so it actually had a format that people could follow.
Now, you have a website. If people go to morrisammo.com, they can see more about you and more about the book. That's morrisammo.com. And the book is also available on Amazon, correct?
Yes, it is. In fact, if you go to Google and type in three-gun book, you're going to get pretty close to it.
Okay.
There's also some other information on the website. We have a dual book signing coming on the 21st of July, and dual meaning it's going to be me and actually Susanna Hupp. She is the reason why we all have a concealed carry permit. And she has a book out as well, and we're going to have, we're calling it a dual book signing social. So we just want people to come on out and hang out and, you know, have a good time. If you buy a book, that's great. But you know what? If you don't buy a book and you just come out and hang out, that's great too.
And that's going to be in Kempner, Texas, correct? Can you hear me?
Oh, can't hear you.
Is that going to be in Kempner, Texas? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Lloyd Leppo Range. The information and the flyers on the website.
Okay. And the website, once again, everybody, is morrisammo.com. Now, tell us a little bit about what is in the book, especially for people like me who've never shot a three-gun, and we're looking to our first one. This sounds like the type of book that a guy like me would be interested in.
Well, exactly. And there is some other great information out there. In fact, Matt Burkett has a video series out, which is great. The book's focus is basically getting people squared away in what am I going to have to buy? It sounds like a basic question, but when you start getting into things with people about weekend reloading and shooting on the move, and they're going, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know, I still don't even own a shotgun yet, so what do I need to buy? So it actually addresses the how to select the equipment. We could very easily just tell you, buy this, this, and this, but the book addresses the why you buy this, this, and this. If you go to a gun store, someone's going to sell you a gun. So unless you know what you're looking for and why, you're going to buy, well, you're going to buy several guns until you buy the right thing.
That's right.
So for those of us who have budgets, let's try to buy the right thing the first time so we don't have to buy it several times. I got to buy it several times.
The hard way. Now, does it teach you how to break down stages in a three-gun event?
I touch on that briefly. Once you get to an event, whether it's a small local match or it's actually a national match, you've got to be with a squad. And if you need help breaking down the stage, three-gun is a happy, friendly event with great people in it. You can just talk to somebody and say, hey, I'm new, and, you know, my skill level is about here. You know, help me, you know, figure out what I should do on this stage. And people will really help you out. I talk about some basic things about, you know, finding a hot spot. If there's several target arrays through windows and doors and things like that, instead of stopping at every window and door, if you can find a spot in the middle where you can see through two or three doors, obviously you'd run up and stop in that one spot rather than sticking your barrel in and out all these doors.
Right.
So I cover some things like that. But a lot of it, you're just going to have to get to the match and start figuring out how to break down a stage according to your skill level. Because obviously, you know, a shooter like me and a national champion, a Daniel Horner, we're going to look at a stage a lot differently because of what our skill levels are.
Right. Right. A lot of it has to do with your skill set. Now,
yes.
What are some tips that you would give to people just getting into it? I understand your son shoots three gun as well, correct?
Yes. Yes.
He's 17 years old.
We have a good time. We've traveled around several of the big matches, as well as we just go to some local matches. And I have to say, it's probably one of the best father and son, activities that you could probably have. We're getting together, we're having fun shooting, and we're getting to hang out with good people. And shooting three-gun is fun. I think some people might get a little wrapped around the competition word, but if people just realize that you're going to go out with your friends, you're going to have fun, and you're going to get to shoot guns, if you look at it that way, you're going to be squared away.
Now, James, I've got my producer screaming in my ear that I've gone over time yet once again. We're going to have to let you go. But one thing I would like to do is I'm going to call you a little bit later this week and see if we can't arrange some way to get a couple of your autographed books on the prize table at the AR15.com three-gun event.
That sounds outstanding.
Okay.
Actually, you should probably give them away to the newest person at the match.
Okay.
Whoever's the newest three-gunner at the match, that's who they need to go to.
I like that idea. I'm going to run this by Joe DeBurglis, since he is the liaison, and we'll see if we can't get that done. His name is James R. Morris.
Him and Dave are driving down together of Triggers, CMC Triggers, and I can give them to Dave, and they can hook him up that way.
Perfect. That's perfect. I've got to go, everybody. This is James R. Morris, Sergeant First Class, retired. His book is called The Three-Gun Multi-Gun Report. If you Google three-gun book, it'll come up. Or you can go to morrisammo.com, his website, or just go straight to amazon.com and check it out. If you've never shot three-gun or you're just barely getting into it, this is the book for you, James. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I've got to wrap things up, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Don't forget to enter the Badass giveaway in the Battle Arms Development Forum. Go to the Radio Free ARFCOM forum for the CMC giveaway. 2 weeks ago, we gave away two entries into the DPMS Zombie Shoot. The winners are David E. North, and Big W First Cav. You guys are the winners. I'll be sending you either IM me or I'll send you an IM. We got to get your information so we can send those free entries into the DPMS shootout to you. We want to thank everybody who was on the show today. Roger Wang, Battle Arms, David Beagle from CMC Triggers, and Jim Morris for the Three-Gun Book. I want to thank all the listeners for participating tonight, for listening in during your ARFCOM surfing hours, and I want to say God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.